Just a reminder, there is a sermon outline in your worship folder inside the weekly newsletter. It's just a half sheet. If you'd like to follow along with the sermon in that way, it is pull it out, and you can follow along with the sermon in that way. There is a city in the Netherlands that had a trash problem, a big trash problem. The sanitation department tried doubling the litter fine, thinking that would help, which it didn't. They even tried increasing the litter patrol. Do you think that helped? No, it didn't. That didn't work either. Well, a suggestion came forward was maybe instead of punishing people for throwing away trash, what if you rewarded them for those who actually did throw away their trash? The first idea that came about was a kind of a can that gave you money if you put trash into the can. Do you see a problem with that idea? It costs a lot of money, right? It was too costly, too pricey to do that route. But that led to another idea. A can was developed that actually played a recording of a joke when you put your trash into the can. And so different cans had different jokes, and so then the recordings changed every 2 weeks. Do you think that solved their trash problem? Believe it or not, it worked. Their streets were clean. Taking out the trash. We all got to do it, right? We all have trash at home that if we don't take the trash out, it can make the house smell and stink. You have to do it. And if you've ever forgotten to take the trash out, it's not a pleasant experience. One mother in the household got so fed up, she decided to not take the trash out and see if anybody would notice. Do you think anybody noticed besides her? No. And so it started to look like this, and it got worse over time. And if we don't take the trash out, it can lead to some not so good things. Life can stink. Really stink at times. We see the trash of the world on full display today, rising tensions around the world, in Iran and Russia and China, divisions in our families with our spouse over things like politics, your health tanks, or there's anxiety or worry or stress in your job. People are wearing their emotions, their trash on their sleeves. You see it everywhere today. People are reactive. They're angry. They're charged, on edge. Ever been on social media lately? It's everywhere. And there the cans sit in our hearts and our lives, and we forget to take the trash out. Our souls, our hearts get overflowing with trash and junk, and we forget to get the mail to the right address, and so we carry it around with us wherever we go. It gets heavy. It smells. It stinks over time. Who will take this trash out? And instead of taking the trash out, you know what we do? We just kick the can down the road, and it piles up and stinks. And so today, we're looking at fear versus faith, a faith that trusts Jesus and instead of ourselves. And who will take this garbage out? And as we'll see in our text today in Zechariah 5, there is someone who takes it out. There's only one person who can, God. And so as we're stepping into Zechariah 5, this is one of his seventh visions. And Zechariah's seventh vision begins with the Lord's messenger showing him a basket. And so life stinks for the remnant that are in Babylon, God's people that are left in Babylon. It's a second generation of those who are in Judah. And so Zechariah is surrounded by mounds and mounds of spiritual trash, of stuff that's got to be dealt with. They're carrying around a weight and a load with them as God's people as they return. And so the big message that Zechariah says, it's time to rebuild the temple. Not just the physical temple, but to rebuild their hearts, to have a heart for the Lord once again. As Zechariah sees this vision of seven of eight visions overall, he raises his eyes and sees this lid that is lifted up off of this trash can. And you know what's in this trash can? Bit of a surprise. There's this woman that's sitting there inside this trash basket. And he looks up a second time, and it only happens here in the eight visions. It's a complex vision in verse 9. I'll start, and I'll invite you to join with me in just a moment, where it says, "Then I looked up, and there before me were two women with the wind in their wings." Let's join together. "They had wings like those of a stork, and they lifted up the basket between heaven and earth." And the woman, these women, they had a name. The woman's name was Wickedness. In this wickedness, she tries to get out of the basket. And so the messenger with Zechariah throws her back in, and he slams the lid shut, because wickedness is always trying to get out of the trash can. Wickedness is always trying to impact and infect our lives. How often does fear, worry, and anxiety not stay in its place, but tries to get a hold in our hearts and lives as fast as it can? And so the messenger pushes her back into the can. And so the Lord's messenger shows his authority and power and prevails. After that, two stork-like women take this basket with wickedness in it to Shinar, or Babylon, as you can see in the image behind me. Wickedness is removed. But let's be honest, it's a bit of a crazy vision, right? And you're reading through this text, and I don't know if you're like me, but I'm reading it, and I'm like, what on earth is being said here? But we got to break it apart, dig into the pieces of what's being said. First of all, if we start looking at the pieces of this puzzle, the Lord's messenger is the pre-incarnate Christ. It's what we talk about in John 1, the Word became flesh. And so before taking on flesh as Jesus in the New Testament, Jesus is present in the entire Old Testament as the messenger of the Lord, as the Lord's messenger. And so in Zechariah, he has complete authority over wickedness, over this trash. Wickedness tries to get out of the basket, but the messenger slams the lid. And so who is this woman flying out of the trash can? Zechariah calls her wickedness, but wickedness stands for fear. Fear is in the basket, lifted up by storks. A stork is known in biblical times in the Old Testament. They're known for their strength. They're known to be able to fly long distances in migration. And so God returns fear to the land of Babylon, putting fear in its place. In very vivid detail, Zechariah's message is clear. God takes the trash out and kicks it to the curb. But the thing about fear is what fills life with despair and makes it stink. How many times, and I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but I mean, how many times do we wrestle with fear? Fear is one of those things that can trip us up again and again and again if we don't put it in its proper place. Instead of living by faith and trusting in the Lord, we start living by our fears and letting fear dictate what it is that we do. That's why garbage and trash is a good way to describe fear, isn't it? Think of the messes that fears have caused in our lives, in relationships, in our faith. Fear keeps us from faith. It distracts, it deflates, and divides us. Fear keeps us from where God wants us to go. We obsess over two words. You know what those two words are that we obsess over? What if? What if? And then you fill in the blank. What if I fail? What if I don't have enough money? What if I get sick and die? Fear leads us to hit speed bumps, to slow down and lose momentum in life. And if we're not careful, we can stall out. Who will take this trash out? Who will deliver us from wickedness and fear? Zechariah is clear. He points to the messenger of the Lord. And God takes our garbage out through what we call the means of grace. And so in Zechariah, this is the two stork-like women in the text. Long before Zechariah's vision, it was in God's heart to take away everything that's rotten and rancid in our lives in this world. It's called the Day of Atonement in the Old Testament. The high priest confessed Israel's sins and placed all those sins on what's known as an Azazel, in the garbage goat, and who then was cast out into the wilderness to die. And the trash is taken out. As Psalm 103 reminds us, these powerful words, let's read them together. As far as the east is from the west, so far has the Lord removed our transgressions from us. Fast forward to Jesus' ministry. He once met a demon-possessed man named Legion. And traditionally, he was called the Gadarene demoniac. And Jesus sends the demons into a group of pigs that are nearby. Pigs were considered unclean animals, who then rush into the Sea of Galilee and drown. One day, Jesus will throw out all of our trash and cast the devil into the lake of fire and slam that lid once and for all. But we're getting ahead of ourselves, aren't we? The Lord's messenger, who is Jesus, steps out of the visions and into the garbage heap in what we call Golgotha. This heap is filled with rotting flesh, the stench of death all around, corpses hung on crosses for days and weeks, consumed by birds. The Apostle John ponders Jesus' death when he says, "Perfect love casts out fear," as he says in 1 John 4. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment." Let's join together. "The one who fears is not made perfect in love." You are perfectly loved by God. Think about that. A perfect love that forgives your past, that sees your worry and your fear and forgives you. There's nothing to fear in God. Jesus' perfect love is guiding you today. There's no need to fear. What good does fear do, right? The fruit of the Spirit is not fear. The fruit of fear is division. The fruit of fear is stalling out. The fruits of fear are anger and sin. And we see the fruits of fear alive and well, sadly, in our culture today. And Zechariah's challenge for us this morning is simply this: address the mess. We need to address the trash, the messes in our lives. And that's what Lent does. Lent leads us to our trash bin, to look inside of ourselves, to address our mess, to confess our sin, to repent of our brokenness and hear God speak into our lives, "You are forgiven." As we're pointed to the means of grace, not to two storks, but to the word and sacraments, to communion and baptism, to the forgiveness of sins. In these places, God's perfect love comes to you and to me and to this creation, to this world, that melts away our sin and our trash and sin is kicked to the curb once and for all. As Jesus hung on our trash heap, a spear thrust into him to fulfill what we read about in Zechariah 13:1. "On that day, a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity." There is a fountain that flows for us of blood that washes us clean, a fountain of water, Jesus' blood flowing over us, into us, the water of life pouring through us to cleanse us inside and out. And through these waters, through this blood, the trash is taken out once and for all. I don't know if you've heard of Shel Silverstein, but he's a poet, a writer, and he had this story he wrote, and I'd like to share some of it, about Sarah Cynthia Stout. Sarah Cynthia Stout would not take the garbage out. She'd scour the pots and scrape the pans, candy the yams and spice the hams. And though her daddy would scream and shout, she would not take the garbage out. It piled up to the ceiling, coffee grounds and potato peelings, brown bananas, rotten peas, and chunks of sour cottage cheese. It filled the can, it covered the floor, it cracked the windows, it blocked the door. With bacon rinds and chicken bones, drippy ends of ice cream cones. The garbage rolled down the hall, it raised the roof, it broke the wall. And finally, Sarah Cynthia Stout said, "Okay, I'll take the garbage out." But then, of course, it was too late. The garbage reached across the state from New York City to the Golden Gate. If we're really honest with ourselves, there's a bit of Cynthia Stout in all of us, isn't there? We like the trash in our lives. We like clinging on to the brokenness because it's what we know, even though it's not healthy for us. But we're getting ahead of ourselves again. Yes, someday it will be too late to take out the trash. But not for us, not here and not now. Zechariah's basket, the messenger, wickedness, and a stork-like woman points us to the only solution when life is filled with fear, when our trash cans and souls are filled to the brim. Who will take this trash out? Well, there's only one place our trash is dealt with, completely and fully and wholly. God's Son, Jesus, takes out our trash, free of charge, every single time, all for you. And so, stop kicking the can of fear down the road. Let the messenger of the Lord take it to the curb today. His perfect love has already slammed the lid. Father, we come before you. We thank you for taking out our trash. Life does stink at times. Fear and anxiety and worry are all around us. And we can smell just that, the stench of this world. But the good news is the messenger of the Lord has come. The messenger of the Lord is here today among us, in us, pointing us to the cross and to the empty tomb, to what Jesus has done for us in that place. We are forgiven. Our trash is taken away completely. Thank you, Father, for that grace, that love, that forgiveness that we have in you. In your name we pray. Amen.